This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode. First word for today is adhesion. This is a noun from 1624. One, steady or firm attachment. Adherence is a synonym. 2. The action or state of adhering. 3. The abnormal union of separate tissue surfaces by new fibrous tissue resulting from an inflammatory process. Also, the newly formed uniting tissue. 4. Agreement to join, as in adhesion of all nations to a copyright convention. 5. The molecular attraction exerted between the surfaces of bodies in contact. Adhesional is the adjective. Next, we have the word adhesive, the first form of it. This is an adjective from 1670. 1. Tending to remain in association or memory. 2. Tending to adhere or cause adherence. 3. Prepared for adhering. Adhesively is the adverb, and adhesiveness is the noun. And now we have the second form of adhesive. This is a noun from 1912. 1. An adhesive substance as glue or cement. Well, why do you put the word in the definition? Anyway, number 2. A postage stamp with a gummed back. Next is adhesive binding, two words, noun from 1955. We just have the synonym perfect binding. Adhesive bound is the adjective. Next is adhesive tape, noun from 1918. Tape coated on one side with an adhesive mixture, especially one used for covering wounds. Next is the term ad hoc, A-D space H-O-C, the first form of this. This is an adverb from 1659. For the particular end or case at hand, without consideration of wider application. The etymology for this is Latin. In fact, I think the term is just Latin, and it means for this. The second form of ad hoc is an adjective from 1879, 1a, concerned with a particular end or purpose, as in an ad hoc investigating committee. 1b, formed or used for specific or immediate problems or needs, as in ad hoc solutions. 2, fashioned from whatever is immediately available. Improvised is a synonym, as in large, ad hoc parades and demonstrations. And that is from Nat Hentoff. First name Nat, N-A-T. Last name H-E-N-T-O-F-F. Next, we have the first form of ad hominem. And we've had a lot of these double form words. Just in this one column, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've got another one coming up. And so, if I remember correctly, this is similar to ad feminam, which we read in the last episode. But here we have ad hominem. Hominem? What's the correct pronunciation of this? Ad hominem. I'm just going to say it that way. This is an adjective from 1880. 1598. 1. Appealing to feelings or prejudices rather than intellect. 2. Marked by or being an attack on an opponent's character rather than by an answer to the contentions made. And the etymology is saying that this literally means to the person. Second form of ad hominem. This is an adverb from 1962. In an ad hominem manner. Again, thank you for that very clear definition. As in, was arguing ad hominem. Next we have adiabatic. Adiabatic. This is an adjective from 1859. Occurring without loss or gain of heat. As in, adiabatic expansion of a gas. Adiabatically is the adverb. This is a word that I am not familiar with. This is from the Greek adiabatos, which means impassable, and that is combining a, or the letter A, plus diabatos, which means passable. So adding the A makes it the opposite, impassable. There's more. This is from diabining, which means to go across, and that is made combining dia plus binin, which means to go. And there's more at the word come, C-O-M-E. Next is the French word adieu, A-D-I-E-U. This is a noun from the 14th century. We have the synonym farewell, and it says often used interjectionally. And the etymology is kind of interesting. Looks like this is from the Anglo-French, and it literally means to God. So I guess when you're saying goodbye to somebody, you're saying go to God or something like that. Don't know of the all the details. Next is another Latin term, ad infinitum. This is an adverb or adjective from 1581. It means without end or limit, so something that just goes on and on and on. Next we have ad int, so A-D space I-N-T. This is an abbreviation for ad interim, which is our next word, and this is the last one on this column that has two forms, ad interim. This is an adverb from 1787, for the intervening time. And the synonym is temporarily. So if you want to sound a little fancy and you would normally say temporarily, you could also say ad interim. Second form of ad interim is an adjective from 1818, made or serving ad interim. Next is adios. So this is now the Spanish version of what we read before, adieu. It's funny that they're so close. Actually, it's probably not so funny because I'm sure that they're related and we can look at the etymology. But this is an interjection. Was the other one an interjection? No, it just said noun. But this says it's an interjection from 1823 used to express farewell. And yes, if we look at the etymology, this literally means to God. So it says Spanish adios, which is from a Dios, A space capital D-I-O-S, which literally means to God. And I am pretty sure both of those are Romance languages, meaning they come from Latin. I hope I'm correct in that. So it's no wonder that they are spelled a little similarly. Next is a prefix, A-D-I-P or A-D-I-P-O. It's not giving me a year. But the definition just says the word fat. And there's an example, adipocyte. And what does the etymology say? This is from Latin, probably originally Greek, alepha, which means fat, oil. And that's probably from alephine, which means to rub with oil. And there's more at the word aliphatic. And the last one for today is adipic acid. Two words. This is a noun from 1877. A white crystalline dicarbo... Oh, boy. a white crystalline dicarboxylic, where's the emphasis? That'll help me. A white crystalline dicarboxylic acid, C6H10O4, formed by oxidation of various fats and also made synthetically for use, especially in the manufacture of nylon. And that is spelled A-D-I-P-I-C, space, acid, A-C-I-D. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.